You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Overwhelming physical feelings that you have.
It's funny because at night we go in fully satiated.
Right.
Yom Kippur. Bow the din. Use the lesson. We shouldn't bow the din. We shouldn't come to the din. And we're mamash coming into Yom Kippur where we are actually. There's a mitzvah to eat.
Yeah, but the din is actually the end of Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kapara is during the day.
Which is much for the beginning, then the start.
So let's take a look at Minchas Chinuch, which goes into what we mentioned briefly. What is the source of these inuyim? They midrash and midrabanan. Va'od ba hakabbalah ki kafel hashvisa yore. By the way, according to Rashi, are the inuyim midrash and midrabanan? Take a look at that Rashi. What would you say? From that Rashi, Asmachu be Rabbanah he uses, right?
Yeah.
You'd think it's mid Rabbanah according to Rashi. Thanks. Let's see. Yeah, you'd think.
No, maybe not. Maybe it's Masal Chacham, but they can.
Yeah. Okay, now you're getting fancy with the Ran.
Yeah.
We'll wait till we get to that. If I would ask you without all that further knowledge, you would say Pashup Shat that it's Midaraisa, just that's up to the Rabbanan. Or it's also the Asmachu Be Rabbanan. Sounds like the Rabbanan uses as the source. Not that the Rabbanan are given over. No. What does it say? Doesn't it sound like that? Asmachu Be Rabbanan what?
Not Mesakin. They're not the name defining what they are. But
by the way, Ayin Rashi Kuf Yadal Mabez in Shabbos, when the Gemara is also Dorish Shabbos Shabbason to Oser Kenivas Hayerek. How Rashi learns over there, Shabbos Shabbos and by Knivas Hayerek, whether it's Isur Midoraisa Midorabanan by Shabbos. So based on that Rashi and another Rashi later, it might be that Rashi actually is Dorishness as a real drasha. Although it appears from here, I would think Pashup Shat Asmachu Be Rabbanan. Let's see how the Minchas Chinuch learns Rashi. Lot Va'od Ba Kabbalah Ki Kafel Hashvisa Yora. The double lashon according to the Chinuch is what the limit is from Shabbos Shabbosah. Kainu b'Rambam Perik Aleph Mishvisus Asar Halacha Hey. The Alfinim Mishabbosah. We'll read the Rambam in a few minutes. Ayin Sham Shehischil. He says, look over there in the Rambam that he starts off. V'chein Lamadnu Mipi Hashmua Shasar Lirchotz. Dichsiv Shabbosah. Vayim B'Magid Mishnah Didaito B'das HaRambam Shekasav. V'chein Lamadnu Mipi Hashmua. The lashon he feels of the Rambam, Lamadnu Mipi Hashmua, is the Chamishi Nuyim Hein Min HaTorah, Rak De'enu Nimne LeMitzvah Miyuchedes. The Inuyim of Rechitza Sichin El Sasandal are all Midoraisa, but they're not a separate mitzvah of Inuyim. Meaning, even if you hold the Inuyim of Midoraisa, the mitzvah Midoraisa is Ve'i Nisem, is to fast. So the pshat in the Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, and the Minchas Chinuch is the Rambam Shita is the Inuyim Midoraisa. V'chein Das HaRan. We'll read the Ran side, Amir Hashem. But Das HaRambam. The Ran also interprets the Rambam that the Inuyim Midoraisa. V'chein Nir Das HaRav HaMechaber. Shekosav V'od Ba'olav HaKabbalah. The way we were Medayek, that since he uses the Lashon V'od Ba'HaKabbalah, the Chinuch is also learning. Nir Disover Gam Kedei Min HaTorah. Aval Das HaTais V'Shom. We'll see Tosfos in Zayin Amud Aleph. They were Masal Ditnan v'Harosh v'Harbe Rishonim d'Chamish Anuyim Chutz Me'Achila v'Shtia Heimrak Midrabanan. V'Af Agav the Gemara Shom Ayin Vav Amud Aleph Mapik Lahum Mikroy. Even though I mentioned the Gemara learns every one of the Anuyim from a pasuk, Daniel from Malachim, like I mentioned, from Lavan, Im Ta'anas Benosai, that whole Gemara, Hemas Machda Ba'Alma. Ayin Birishonim Shiruch Bazeb Toysus Rosh Faran Uberambam Khan Ulakule Alma Afasor Mdehem Min HaTaira Mikoma Kom, like the Gemara says, Beferish Ain Bahu Onish Velo Azhara Kimavur Bashasham Ayin Dalam Abbez. We actually read Ayin Dalam Adalf, no? Uberambam Khan, the Davka Gabi Achilu Vishdia, the Hua Vedas Hanefesh Ayin Rashi Shom Ayin Dalam Adalf, Diver Masr Shabbason, Perish Vagabi Inuya Xiv. The to whom the Rabbanon, the cause of the Asmachu Bei Rabbanon, Mikom Makom Efshalom or Dumin HaTorah, Rak the Masra cause of Lech HaChomim. Okay, like we said, Kamavur Barambam, Perkach Aleph, Mehil Shabbos, Halacha Aleph, Nemer B'Torah, Tishbos. Ayin Shom Barava Magi, the Hashabasa, the Hashfusim, Hey Min HaTorah, Achnim Sel Lech HaChomim. Ayin Baramban Al HaTorah, Parshas Emor. Famous Ramban who learns that the Shvusim are a din doraisa from Shabbos Shabbosan. And even though the Chachamim, even though there's an Isser doraisa of making it Shabbos, it was given over to the Chachamim, how do you make Shabbos Shabbos? And that's vis-a-vis the Shvusim. So too it might be here, that Asmechu Bei Rabbanan Akra, that the Inuyim come from the Rabbanan, taking the Pasuk which is a din doraisa, and they're being Dorishit to understand what the Inuyim are. Meaning the concept of Inuyim is Doraisa, but the form is Midrabanan. Now, at the very beginning of the Perek, and I'm cheating because I have my own nice copy, take a look at the Tosfos Yeshanim at the beginning of the Perek, who I think articulates most clearly the Shita that's Midrabanan. Let's go through it. Let me find a Dibra Maskil. Pretty small print, I'm sorry. Tosfos Yeshanim, Yom HaKippurim, Asur B'Achilas Shtei Rechitos Sicha. Everyone have that? L'chora Mashma. The Tosfos starts off, Tosfos Yeshanim. Shekol Elo Ha'inuyim, Chutz Me'Achilas V'Shtei Midrabanan. Midaleka B'Hu Kores. Rak B'Achilas V'Shtei. Kedamrinam B'Gemara. V'Gam Midasharinan L'Melech V'Kala L'Lirchotz P'Neihem. Ulumi sheyesh chotitim barosho losuch kedarko ve'eno choshesh. Ulumi sheyadof meluchlochos betitu b'tzoya lirchais. The big raya that all the Inuyim midrabanan are the exceptions the Mishnah makes. The Mishnah says that a kala and a melech can wash their face, meaning they could do rechitza on Yom Kippur. So Taisa Shita is, how could that be that you take a doraisa and we matar it? It must be the Inuyim midrabanan. Similarly, if someone goes ahead and falls in mud, he can clean himself up.
Unless the Isser was a tanur.
The Isser was what? We'll see, they try to give an answer. They give a very interesting answer here. Miu kol hani ika l'dechuye. She'en kars el b'achil v'shtia she'yesh bo ibud neshama. You could be doch with these rais that they're midrabanan. It could be that Achil and Shtia have a specific pasuk Ibra Nefesh, because I'm reading the Gemara. Av b'shem min haTorah, v'gam ein isur min haTorah ella rechitzas kol gufo v'sichas kol gufo v'hilkach midrabanan lo gozer bahani. So what the I think Rabbi Kiva Eger, is this Rabbi Kiva Eger or someone immediately asks on this Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim says, don't bring me a raya that rechitza is a din derabanan, because a kala can wash her face. He's saying maybe the only Isser of Rechitza is called Gufo. Therefore, Midrabanan, I can wash my face. So what's the obvious question?
Midrash.
What?
Midrash, you can wash
your face. Right. In other words, Midrash, you could wash your face. Because the Isser Doraisa is, in other words, don't bring me a raya that because a melech can wash his face, that the Inuyim are Midrabanan. Because maybe all the Inuyim are Midrash. But it's only Rechitza that's called Gufa that's Midoraisa. And therefore, Midoraisa, you can wash your face. So I'm not sure, is it Rabbi Akiva Eger or someone else asked, what are you talking about? It's Midoraisa, it should be Usur based on Chatzi Shir. So what's the obvious, what's the answer to that? No, it's just saying, you want to bring an answer and say, Rechitza that's called Gufa is Midoraisa. Therefore, there, even though the Inuyim are Midoraisa, the melech can go ahead and wash his face. In other words, almost like Chaim is saying, it's not rechitza. In other words, in order for something to be chatzi shir, it has to have the definition of that iser just in a smaller, there's quantity and quality. Chatzi shir is only quantity, not quality. So the obvious answer is that here, rechitzas haponim is not chatzi shir. It's not a form of rechitza, it's called gufo, just in a small quantity. It's qualitatively different.
The Mishnah, Brachos Tezayin on the base, talks about Rabbi Gamliel, Marshals of Lila Rishoina.
Baninus.
Baninus. Mm-hmm. The Gemara begins, and the Gemara says, because Sovereign Gamliel, Baninus, Lila Rishon is the Rabbana. If I tell you Sakasha, what do you have to say, all the Rabbana? You could hold this the Raisa. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is, the Raisa, only a Meiser, not a Rechitza. So it's Toysus, if it would have been the Raisa, then call the Tikkun Rabbana, came the Raisa Tikkun, that would have been also too.
Interesting.
And therefore, yeah, therefore, we had to start off only the Rabban. It takes away all these kashas you just now asked. Because even over there with Tainik, that's what Taisa says, even what's Mutter is only Chetotim, all this whole list is only Mutter. Taisa doesn't get into a shmuz, that the Raisa, the Tainik is also, and then it's Mutter Chetotis. They would all be called the Tikkun Rabban and the Raisa Tikkun, all of them would be non applicable. It's often a Gemara. That's good Taisa, anyway.
So he's trying to reject the idea that the Inuyim Midrabanan, maybe the Doraisa. And Rechitza is called Gufo, is what Doraisa. Vesicha is called Gufo. But the dispensations in the Mishnah would only be Asim Midrabanan.
It stems very well.
But it says, Vehilkach Midrabanan lo Gozer Bahani. But the Rabbanan weren't Gozer here by Melech and Kala, etc. Meaning all you would have is an Isidrabanan, even if the Inuyim Midoraisa. Like we said, Chatishu would not be applicable for whatever reason. And we'll see another possibility why Chatishu would not be applicable. I'm not sure who asked that question. I'm sorry, I forgot. I think it might be Rabbi Kivega who asked that question. Maybe Tosfos Rabbi Kivega asked that question. So let's continue. Ava Ikaru, Vahadidar Shinan Lahu Begemara. What about the drushes in the Gemara? Lakulu Mishabason Shvus Havias Machta Ba'alma. Now he's going back to his main sheet, the Tosfos sheet, is that all the New Year Midr Rabbanan. Even Shabbos Shabbason is only Asmachta Ba'alma. Aval I kairahu nafki midashin lakaman. But the limit for all of them is like we said earlier, from Ayin Vavim Aleph. Hani chamishi inuyim keneged mi. These five inuyim come from the five times that inu is mentioned in the Torah. And each inui would dirish to tell me another type of inui which is learned out from a pasuk in the Torah that refers to a type of inui. And the Iker Limud for all the Inuyim is the Gemara later. As we mentioned, it's Darish Ishwan from Daniel, David, Lovin, etc. Hani Chamish Inuyim Keneged Mi. Now this is the line that I mentioned. Mihu, however, Midinokat Hai Lishna the Chamish Inuyim Keneged Mi V'lo Nokat Mihecha Nafka O Manolon Mashma She'osam Psukim Einan Ela Asmachta Ba'alma. Very interesting. The Lashon Hani Keneged Mi, he Tosfos feels, many Rishonim feel, can't be a Doraisa type of Lashon. Hani Keneged Mi. You need a Manolon. Which is interesting, even though we may have a Manolon by Shabbos Shabbason, he still feels Shabbos Shabbason is not the equal limit for the Inuyim, because Shabbos Shabbason doesn't give us any specifics. Shabbos Shabbason says, refrain further. So the question is, what does he mean by that? Shabbos Shabbos is not the equal limit. Is he saying like the Masru Chachamim, meaning Shabbos Shabboson teaches us the concept, but the specific mode and details of each of the Inuyim is Midrabanan, or is the whole concept Midrabanan?
If you learn all five from the Lashon Inu, is it hard to distinguish the Einish? What basis do you have to say Einish is Karis, and the other three is no Karis?
Because none of those others are Ibud Nefesh, the Gemara says.
The same Inu,
so meaning there are five Inuyim that are Midrasa. But only those that have Ibud Nefesh have Kares. Meaning no others have Ibud Nefesh. There's no Ibud Nefesh in lacking Sikha or Rechitza or Nilas HaSandal. So the Ibud Nefesh is. So let's continue. Einan Ela Asmach Tabalma. V'teida demapik. Demapik inuyim minayhu l'achila v'shtiya v'akorcha lav mehu kra nafka. V'od mid'omar hacha v'achaya tino as HaSandal. Divi Rabbi Elezer, for Chacham Oisrim. There's a machloka, is about a woman that just gave birth. Can she wear regular shoes? Rabbi Elezer says yes, Chacham say no. Al korchin leka sakana, mida asun rabbanan. You can't be talking about a real sakana here. Because if it was a real sakana, Chacham couldn't be Oisr. Therefore, imkein hechi shoy Rabbi Elezer. If it's not a real sakana, how could Rabbi Elezer allow a chaya to go ahead and wear a sandal? Kevin, she knows a sandal asura min atayra. It must be that the Issa Sandal can only be Midrabanan. Otherwise, Rabbi Elezer could never permit it. Vein nira loymer the bahachi pligi Maybe you'll tell me that's goof for the machlokes. Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar is saying the yinuyim are midrabanan, therefore there's a dispensation. Chachamim is saying they're midraisa, therefore it's aser. Imkain hechishor Rabbi Elazar kevan. I don't want to say the Bahachi Plige. The Rabbanan Asri Nils Asandal Minatira, Rabbi Elazar Shori. Vegame Nira Loimer, the Vade Nils Manal Asr Minatira, of Al Sandal Ena Asr Elamid Rabbanan. Lahachi Plige Be Bechaya. Meaning, and even if Nils Asandal would be a Dorais, it would only be on a regular shoe, not a sandal. Therefore, there's no way, even if you hold that the Inuyim are midoraisa, that their machloikis is on a doraisa level. So that can't be there, that they're arguing, Rabbi Elazar and Chacham Gufa, whether the Inuyim midoraisa midorabanan. Lahachi pligi bei b'chai, lahachi lo nakat minal, elo sandal. V'o detanya l'kaman b'gemara. This is the Ran's big raya, that the Inuyim are midorabanan, not midoraisa. It says, tinokos mutorim b'kulon. A child is mutter in everything on Yom Kippur. Chutz mi minal v'sandal. Except for minal and sandal. Why? So Rashi explains there. And this is a very, very interesting question. There's a fascinating mikroi kodesh on this. What is the heter to feed children on Yom Kippur? The Gemara in Yevamos Kuf Yedalet says, on the pasuk lo sachulum, that there's an issur d'oraisa of lo sachilein. I'm not allowed to go ahead and to actually feed a child any isurei doraisa. For instance, you can't go ahead and give a kid cheeseburger. You can't go ahead and give a kid truma if he's a czar. The Gemara in Yevama says, "Katan ha'oichel nevelos." There's a katan that's eating nevelos. Ein bezlim mitzuyin lafrishai. I don't have to go ahead and stop him. However, it's usur for me to go ahead and to feed a child nevelos and treifus. Why? Is it also for me to feed him nevelos and treifus? Because there's a pasuk lo sachulam, which is learned lo sachilem, separate isur doraisa to feed a katan dvarim ha'asurim. The Gemara gives three examples, all lavin. The last example is a fascinating example. Tumas koyein. A koyein that's a gadol is not allowed to be metame a koyein katan. But the other examples are nevelos or treifus. So the question here is, and this is the Ran's question, how can it say beferish tinokos mutorim bakulon chutz mi minal? It says I'm not allowed to actively go ahead, the Gemara says, and do something on behalf of a child on Yom Kippur. I can't go ahead on Yom Kippur and go ahead and give him something to eat. So what the Gemara says, you can go ahead and wash a child, do rechitza on him on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, I don't understand, you do rechitz on him, is that nice? He's going to go ahead and show up to shul, you know, all showered and all cleaned up. It's not proper, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, no, people think that he was already made up or cleaned up from the day before. The thing you can do is put shoes on him. So the Gemara says, put shoes on him and go ahead and let him lie in the bed with shoes, and he'll come to shul the next day with shoes. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to lie in bed with your shoes. It's as if it's a tam misa, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, tinokos mitorim b'chulon. A tinok is mutter in everything except to have shoes on. Because it would be obvious that you put the shoes on him on Yom Kippur. But he's mutter in everything else. U'maskinan d'chol mida d'ispei ravis l'tinok lo gaz rebanan. And the Gemara ends up saying that really, anything that a tinok needs can be done for him. And the Rabbanon weren't geyser on the tinok. Meaning, if a tinok needs to eat, a tinok needs to be washed, tinok needs sicha, everything can be done for him on Yom Kippur. Because the Gemara says, kol d'ispei rabisa, anything that's good for the health of a tinok, lo gozru bei Rabbanon. The Gemara were not geyser. Just a side point. The Gemara says there are certain things a tinok needs. One is he has to be washed every day. The other is he has to be given toys. The Gemara says, what, he has to be given toys? To smash them. So the Gemara says there's certain things that are absolutely required and needed for a child. Cleanliness, hygiene, and toys to break. So therefore in Yom Kippur you have to give him both. You have to wash him. And the Gemara says, called the Isper Rabis, anything that's good for his growth, lo gazur rabbe rabbanon. So, mashma, she'en kan iser ela midrabbanon. Deim midraisa, because if the inuim would be midraisa, gabe tinak lo hichmiru rabbanon havile lememar, ela midrabbanon hu, v'gabe tinak lo shayach gzera, kenir le dakhtim mikol elu kideprishas, v'chamisha anuyim ena ela midrabbanon. Now the Ron has a little different twist here. You can see the Ron in the back. The Ron says, I'll bring you a raya, all the inuyim are midrabbanon. Because if the inuyim were midraisa, I would not be allowed to go ahead and to wash my child because of the isra of lo sa'achilin. Meaning there's an isra on Yom Kippur according to the Ron, if the inuyim were midraisa, of washing my child because of lo sa'achilin. Now it begs the question, what is the isra to wash your child on Yom Kippur? What is the Isser? If I ask you, what's the Isser? Under what shame is it in the Torah to wash your child on Yom Kippur? The most it would be Midrash is V'nisem, right? V'nisem is not a law. V'nisem is an assay. The Ron is saying a Gevaldik Chiddush. Lo Sachilim applies by assays. There's a whole discussion whether Lo Sachilim applies by Isurei Derabbanan, meaning an Avela Midrabbanan. Things that are also to eat midrabbanan. Is there nisa lo sachilim? Machlokas Rashban other Rishonim in Shabbos Kuf Yedalet. Yevamos Kuf Yedalet. The question is there an iser lo sachilim by assays? So the Chiddush of the Ron is that if V'inisem is an iser doraisa, and because of the assay of V'inisem, there would be an iser doraisa of rechitza, therefore washing your child would be under the Isser of lo sachilin. This is a big chiddush in the Ron. The Achronim all talk about this. That the Ron extends the isser of lo sachilin to mitzvah saseh. Now, does that mean he holds v'nisim as an isser saseh? Or would it even be that lo sachilin is even on a mitzvah saseh? What do I mean? How do you view the inuyim in Yom Kippur? Do I view the inuyim on Kippur like shofar and tefillin? Meaning, if the shofar and tefillin are mitzvahs I say. But if I'm over shofar, I don't hear shofar. I say I'm not doing it this year, I'm not in the mood. One morning I say I'm not doing tefillin today. Whether it's merida or not merida, doesn't matter. The question is, did you do a maisa avera? Would you say refraining from shofar and tefillin is a maisa avera? Parsha pshat is it's not a maisa avera. It's a bittul mitzvahs I say. So the question is, when the Ron says that based on V'inisim being midraisa, I could not go ahead and do rechitza on my child, what is he saying about V'inisim? He's saying V'inisim is just a mitzvah saseh, and not being, meaning someone is not mis'aneh on Yom Kippur. Someone goes ahead and does rechitza on Yom Kippur. Is that like being mevatel shofar and tefillin, or is that like in maisa avera? Meaning, is the aseh V'inisim a mitzvah saseh, and all you're doing is b'mavatel, or is the aseh v'nisim like an isra aseh? So would you bring a raya from the Ron that's isra aseh or not? Because it's very interesting, lo sachilim to apply to an aseh. The only other place that I've heard about this, and Rabbi Brown mentions this all the time, it's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, I think it's Simin Tuf Resh Mem. Could that be? Is that Hilchos Sukkah? Does anyone know offhand? Yeah, in Tuf Resh Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're on a trip with your kid, let's say you go, I don't know, Great Adventure with your kid, and which is an interesting question, are you chayv in sukkah when you go to Great Adventure, or you're considered to be a metayel? But let's assume you're not going to Great Adventure. Let's assume you're in the car going to your parents or a relative, and your child is very hungry. He says it's an isser doraisa to give your child a sandwich outside the sukkah. There's an isser doraisa of lo sachilim to give a cotton food outside of a sukkah. That's a big chiddush. Because lechayra, if someone eats outside of the sukkah, parsha pshat is it's not a maisa avera, it's a bittul mitzvah saseh. So it appears that the Mishnah Berurah does have this idea of lo sachilim even by, not a maisa avera, by a bittul mitzvah saseh. So the question is, what pshat in the Ron? Is the Ron going as far as to say, like the Mishnah Berurah, that even a bittul mitzvah saseh is lo sachilim? Or is he saying more than that? That if the inuyim are midaraisa, then they are maisei avera, and therefore lo sachilim applies. That's the Ron's chiddush. The Ron's chiddush is the inuyim could not be midaraisa. Because if they were midoraisa, there is no way that you could go ahead and wash your child. Now let me ask you a question. Forget washing a child. Can you go ahead and open the fridge and give your child a sandwich on Yom Kippur? So by the way, there's a Mug in Avram and a long discussion on this, that it may be that you really can't feed your child on Yom Kippur. There are two possibilities. Either that you say it's mamish, you have to wait till the last moment to feed your child, meaning I feel that it's a real sakana for the child, only then you can feed it. That's the pashas of the Mug in Avram. Or the later Achronim say, feed your child, but don't feed him biyadayim, meaning give your child access to the fridge, which is interesting because there is a big question. And if you look at Mikroi Kaddish Yom Kippur, it has a whole long discussion. How in the world can you feed your children on Yom Kippur? Because feeding is not ein asei of v'nisem, and you don't need a chiddush to say it's either a maisa avera or losachim applies to a mitzvah asei, but rather there's a clear iser. The question is there a lav not to eat? The question is, what is there a lav not to eat on Yom Kippur? It seems there's, right? So the Gemara says there might be. The Gemara says later on Pei Aleph and Aleph, it says, where's the Azhara for Kares not to eat? So the Gemara has a whole long drasha where the lav is not to eat. So the Gemara says maybe it's Kol Nefesh Asher Lo Se'una. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the lav, that's the Einish. So the Gemara says, how can you go ahead and voice, verbalize, or articulate the lav? You can't say Lo Se'una, because that would mean don't be ma'ane. You can't say lo sechol, because lo sechol would mean kezayis, nashiras kaisevis. So the Gemara has a very roundabout way on the bottom of Pei Aleph and Aleph. Basically a gzereshava or a limud from Shabbos. Since it says by Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabboson, and it appears the Gemara there is using Shabbos Shabboson twice, once in our context in there, to make gzereshava to Shabbos, or because it says Tishbisu Shabbatchem, that since it emphasizes the Shabbos aspect, just like our by Shabbos there's an Azhara, so too by Yom Kippur there's an Azhara not to eat. So there's a lav not to eat on Yom Kippur, as opposed to it just being an inui. So this is the basic shitas on whether the inuyim are midrash and midrabanan. And that Taisus Yeshanim in the Ran lay out all the major issues. Lo sachilim, Chatzishir, etc. I just want to point out, there's also, besides Tosfos Yeshanim, there's a Feresh Taisus that says this. I think it's on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Taisus Beferish, in the middle of a Taisus, says this, which is interesting because the Tosfos Yeshanim is beautiful in the fact that the first Tosfos Yeshanim in the Perek sets it up and says, these inuyim midrabanan. Taisus mentions it, I wouldn't say Kalach Riyad, but he mentions it in the middle of Taisus. In the middle of the Taisus, he says, I have to find it. Uperish Rabbeinu Tam. See what it says in Sanhedrin? Uperish Rabbeinu Tam. The chol inuyim de Yom HaKippurim lesnu elamidu rabbonon. The cry asmachta ba'alma. Levar me'achila v'shtia. Damar le'kamon. The same raya as Taisus Yeshanim. Im haya maluchlech betit u'betsoya. Rochetz kedarko ve'eno chashish. Mi sheyesh lo chatatim b'roshay. Sach kedarko ve'eno chashish. Maseches Krisus Hamrinon. Kohen shesach. Now he's going on to the Isser of Sicha, etc. But this is the section of Taisus that everyone refers to. This is where Taisus says b'feresh midrabanan. I read you the Taisus to Yeshanim because he lays it out in more detail as the Ran does. Okay, let's go back to Minchas Chinuch. For those of you who said we're not getting to the second page, let's continue. I guess it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, so I didn't mention that person.
You're giving you a shot. The cross reference to that Taisus.
Which Taisus? Taisus Yeshanim?
No, the Taisus in Brachos.
Brachos. Shkoyach, thank you. I have to look at it. Which Gilan Shas, where 9 Zion? Now we'll read the Rambam, Yitzhak, maybe next time. But there's an assumption here the Rambam holds the Inuyim are midoraisa. The question is, besides the Rambam, is there anyone else who says beferish the inuim are midoraisa? So far, we have not seen that. Taisus midorabanan, Ran midorabanan, Rosh midorabanan. It's interesting, they assume the Rambam holds its midoraisa. We'll have to look at it. Besides the Rambam, it's hard to find anyone. I'll have to look in the Urayim, Sadigon, etc. But so far, we see no one else who says clearly the Inuyim Amidaraisa. But the assumption is, the Magid Mishnah in Chaschinoch, Sharmach, all assume, the Ran says it, that the Ram Shita is that the Inuyim are Midaraisa. According to that approach, Hikshul Shita's Harambam, Uda Ame, the Chola Inuyim Asur Min HaTaira, Be'isr Ase below Onesh Ashara. Again, what would be the Isser Midaraisa? It's not a lav, because the Gemara later says the Gzera Shav is only for Achila. It would only be an Isser. But interesting, the Lashon here is Isser Ase. That's the question I asked you. What is the Bittul of the Nisan? Is it just a Bittul Mitzvah Ase? I shouldn't say just, but is it only a Bittul Mitzvah Ase like Tefillin and Shofar? Or is it a Maisa Avera? That might be the question of Los Achilim. Here he says that according to the Rambam, it's Isser Ase, which lets me medayak in the Rambam when we read the Rambam. The Rambam never seems to say it's an Isser Ase. If you look in the Rambam in Hichos Korban Pesach, Perichess Halacha Hey, there's an Ase of Va'achlu es Habasar Balayla Hazeh. The Rambam says, based on that, Achlu es Habasar Balayla Hazeh by Korban Pesach, if you eat the Korban Pesach on your Dalad B'yom, you're over an Isser Ase, the Rambam says. And he says, Lav haba mechlal asay is nevertheless an asay. That strong lashon of that it's an isser asay and a lav haba mechlal asay by va'achlus abasur balal azeh, the Rambam never uses by v'nisem. We'll see, the Rambam just says bitol mitzvahs asay by v'nisem. So to assume it's an isser asay is not so partial. It may only be a bitol mitzvah asay. Mahadim avur besukach of chesam and aleph, ha'ezrach. The Gemara in Sukkah Chav Ches has a problem. What does HaEzrach come to teach you? It says HaEzrach by Sukkot, and it says HaEzrach by Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, by Sukkot it comes to be Maitzi the Nashim, to say the Nashim are Pater from Sukkah. So the Gemara in Chav Ches says, why would I think women are Chayiv in Sukkah, Mitzvah Shaman Groma? I might have had Sakadai Techamina, Hekesh Tesvav Tesvav. Kamashmalan HaEzrach, Lohaitzi as HaNashim Mitzvah Sukkah. Now it's interesting, HaEzrach also is written by Yom Kippur. Why? So the Gemara says, HaEzrach l'rabos hanashim shechayavos bi'inui. Me'adam avur b'sukkah chavez, HaEzrach l'rabos hanashim shechayavos bi'inui. Lama likra. The Gemara first says, women are chayav in inui and Yom Kippur from HaEzrach. Meaning, the Gemara points out, HaEzrach by Sukkah is a miut, and HaEzrach by Yom Kippur is a ribui, and by Yom Kippur it comes to be Mar Ben Nashim for Inui. Lama Likra, the Gemara says, I shouldn't eat a pasuk for women by Inuyim. Hamid Rav Yehuda Amarav Nafka. Should learn it from Rav Yehuda Amarav. Because Rav Yehuda Amarav says, Ish V'isha L'chol Anshim Shabbataira. That since it says Ish V'isha by Korban Chatas, we learn that in Ish V'isha are Shavu L'chol Anshim Shabbataira. Therefore, since there's an Einesh of the Havarati as Hanefesh, and since there is an Einesh of Kares, a woman is Chayev in Inui, which would mean which Inuim is a woman Chayev in? Those that have an Onesh, which will beg the question, how do we know women are Chayev in the other Inuim? Hukush Isha Li Ish L'chol Anshim Shabbatayra. Viteretz, and the Gemara says, Lo Nitzracha, the whole reason I need HaEzrach by Yom Kippur is only for one reason, Ela L'Taisefes Inui, to teach me there's a chiyuv of Taisefes Yom HaKippurim by women. I might have thought women are chayev in Achila Shtia by Yom Kippur because there's an Azhara. And Shavu L'chol Anshim Shabbataira. How do I know women are chayev in Taisefes Yom HaKippurim? It says, Mi'erev ad Erev Tishmesu Shabbatchem, to teach us that Mosifin Michol Al-Kaidesh by Kenisa and Yitzia. So the Gemara says, how do I know women are chayev in that? L'chorodei Shmi Pater, Mitzvah Seshazman Groma, of Teisefes Yom HaKippurim. Sagadai Dachamina, Hoel Umiyat HaKosov, Le Teisefes. Viteretz, Lo Nitzrucha, Le Teisefes Inui. Excuse me? Is she over? Unless in that case there's a special miyut for that. No? Kol sheyeshno, makif nikaf. There's a special limud. That's very interesting. Would she be over lo sachilam? Same thing. A woman kohenes pushes a kohen katan to be matame him. What? So he asked that question? It's an interesting question. I'm not sure yet. So let me bring you a very pilpul raya. If women would not be chayvin lo sachilim, the Ran's question would not be a question. Because the Ran is saying, how could we allow children to be washed on Yom Kippur lo sachilim? So the Ran should have answered, only women can wash the children on Yom Kippur, no? Which that wouldn't be true, because women are chayv in the inuyim, right? So the chayv in the inuyim, the chayv lo sachilim. That would not be a good raya. Let's go back to this issue. V'teretz lo nitzuchel tosefes inui. The Gemara says, since there is no Azhara and Einesh for Tosefes Yom Kippurim, women will be potter because Mitzvah Seh Shizman Groma. Kemash Malon Me HaEzrach. The Gemara there has a maskana. HaEzrach comes to include women in Tosefes Yom Kippurim. V'hikshen, Shar Melch has a sharp question. Amai lo kamar shas the haribu hu la arbi inuyim the gam kain like a bu onish was hara have you mean the national lo khaivu al kain ribsa hatira ezrach. So very interesting. He says, why does the Gemara have to go on to Tzayisef Yom Kippurim? Why gufo doesn't the Gemara go into how do we know women are chayev in inuyim in Yom Kippur? Inuyim themselves, rechitza sicha, how do I know women are chayev? It's mitzvah shesman groma. How in the world are they chayavim in it? Why doesn't the Gemara say Ezrach for the Inuyim themselves? Only somebody has an Azhara and an Einish. Women are chayavim. But since there's no Azhara and Einish, as we said, for the Inuyim, women should be potter from the Inuyim. So why does the Gemara have to go out of his way to say Ezrach is for Taitsefes? Why doesn't the Gemara say Ezrach is for the other Inuyim? So if you're going to say the Inuyim amid the Rabbana, and that answers it, correct? So let's see what he says. V'efshar lidchos kushyoso delamandiyom biyuma shom dialfina inuyim acherim mishabason dahino da kosov hoisiv od inuyim acherim v'chachorim lamdu mikroi de'elu hadvorim nekroim inuy alken asurim dvorim elu aval ha'inuyim hamuvorim b'toira hem davka achila v'shtia v'deyazu dialf mishabason v'lo mechamish inuyim dechsiv b'kra ki ha'inuyim dekra hu kefal atzivui Pamim Rabos, Kimavur Habi Pamim Batira. The Krozeda Ezra Huba Parshas Achremis. The Pasuk Vahaisolachem, Tanos Nafsha Sechema Ezrach. Velon Nisko Bekroze Milo Shabason. Vachar Zeb Pasuk Ashlishik Steve Shabashabason. Im came Bapasuk da Ezrach, Mary Meinu Achila Vestia. Veachirtov a Pasuk Shom Ribui, Ashari Nuyam, the Nashim Chayavos. You hear what he's saying? He's saying the word ha'ezrach only appears in the Torah before we have the limudim of the other inuyim. So I can't say that ha'ezrach comes to go ahead and include women for the other inuyim. Because in the chronology of the Torah, the other inuyim have not been learned out yet. Shabbos Shabbason. Is that the Shara Melech's answer? Or is that the Minchas Chinuch's answer? I think the Shara Melech answers, and this is a what? Right. Because the Shalom Melch's answer is, this is my proof that the Inuyim are only Midrabanan. Because if the Inuyim were Midoraisa, then the Gemara would have used HaEzrach to be Marba the Inuyim for a woman. Because how in the world do I know the women are Chayev in Inuyim? I would not know that, except for HaEzrach. Therefore, since the Gemara doesn't use HaEzrach for the other Inuyim, and only for Tosefes for a woman, it must be the Inuyim are only Midrabanan. Which now leaves us with a question which we'll deal with next time. Why are women chayev in Inuyim? Say, according to the Rambam, that the Inuyim are Midaraisa, what's Mechai of women? Mitzvah Shishman Groma. It's not say. And if they're Midarabonon, it's a Mitzvah Shishman Groma Midarabonon, which we know requires a limud. Like Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Megillah Dalam Rav, Nashim Chayovs Bemikro Megillah. It's a Mitzvah say Midarabonon, it's Man Groma, I need Afein Hayuba Osanes. And please, no one say that Chayiv Ninuim Afein Hayuba Osanes. Because first of all, I'm not sure what that means. Second of all, we don't say Afin Hayyabas or no Afin Hayyabas by the Doraisis.
Is it clear that this applies to
Israel saying,
which
is
doesn't require
that? So that's very interesting, and we'll talk about that. Okay, so what time is it?
The double is late
enough. But what time is it?
10 to 11.
Okay, it's already time. So Joe, I'm going to recap. We learned the Inuyim. The question is, what's the limud for the Inuyim? Is it Shabbos Shabbason, or is it the Inuyim themselves written five times? Most Rishonim say it's Shabbos Shabbason. Then Major Machlokes Rishonim are Inuyim Midoraisa Midorabanan. Most Rishonim learns Midorabanan. There is an assumption which we will question that the Rambam holds it's an Isser Doraisa, which we'll see in the Rambam. Then the question is, if it is a Chiyuv Doraisa, the Inuyim, what type of Chiyuv is it? Is it a Mitzvah Asay, and if you Mavatal it, what happens if you're Rochets? That's Isser Doraisa. Is it like just a bittul mitzvah say like tefillin and shofar, or is it a maisa avera? We brought a raya from the Ran. Possibly it's a maisa avera, because the Ran applies lo sachilim to mitzvahs inui rechitza. He says you cannot be rochets a child. It's nisa doraisa, which is a chiddush. Which you should remember this chiddush. If anyone ever asks you, does lo sachilim apply to a mitzvah say? You'll say Ran reish perik yom kippurim in yuma. But then it begs the question, what is the assay? Would you say lo sachilim just on a bittul mitzvah assay? Or would you say lo sachilim only on an isser assay, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Korban Pesach? Which goes to the interesting side question of, can you feed a child outside of the sukkah on sukkahs, forget chinuch? Is there an isser doraisa to give a child a sandwich in a sukkah, outside of a sukkah on sukkahs? Does lo sachilim apply? The Mishnah Berurah is machadesh, yes. Which appears to even be a bittul mitzvah asay, because it's hard to say that there's an isser asay on eating outside the sukkah. It's probably only a bittul mitzvah asay, although the Minchas Chinuch himself might say there's an isser asay.
Thank you for joining us at bentorah.com.